But, as if sensing her need, he stepped away from her. "Is that it, my sweet? Do you like me punishing you?" Her cheeks flushed red with embarrassment, for it was nothing but the truth, even if she could not bring herself to admit it out loud. She craved his control and discipline, the pain that flared into deep pleasure, and how he pushed her to her limits and then some, so she came through it all in the end, feeling whole and at peace. The thought of his firm hand had a pulse throbbing between her legs, leaving her wet as she remembered the last time he'd put her over his knee. Already she was squirming under his scrutiny, both dreading and yearning for what he'd do to her and how it'd feel to be at his mercy. He was the only one who'd ever come close to taming her. Bold and strong-willed, she'd never thought to let anyone have such control over her, and yet it was different with Ronan. From the start, he'd understood her, understood that she truly longed to have him bend her to his will, and that if she misbehaved, he knew it was so she'd not feel guilty about giving him such control, even if it was what she truly wanted. Ronan cupped her face and brushed a thumb across her bottom lip, her eyes fluttering closed for just a moment as she tried not to lean against his palm. And then his touch was gone.